Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 49 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today across the Midwest are called fully steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on expectations of good early week demand. Terminals are called mostly higher in a limited test due to two markets being closed today and the others having light volumes of hogs. Top prices are seen from $51 to $56. Peoria is called 50 cents to a dollar higher today with a top price of $51. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,553. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 7301 to 7973. The weighted average was 7684, a gain of $1.22 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 5124 to 6593. The weighted average 6007. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,447. The base price range was $68 to $81.76. The weighted average was $79.07, a gain of 75 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.56 to $64, and the weighted average was $60.52. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Once again, we're looking for that extended period of drier and warmer weather, and it looks like we have a little bit of an interruption to that sort of pattern with the storm system that could bring some rain to the area Tuesday night and through Wednesday and then push off to the east. But it does look like we will see a decrease in precipitation across the Midwest over the coming next week. Rain frequency will remain high, even though amounts will be lighter and those advertised in the computer models last week. The change will help to allow some field work to take place, but again, muddy fields in some areas and the continuation of at least periodic precipitation will prevent aggressive field work from taking place. Next week, weather will bring an increasing amount of rainfall once again, but this time the greater precipitation will push to the north of the Midwest, likely to continue the slow field progress across the portions of Nebraska to the north and South Dakota through Michigan and northern Ohio. Low temperatures this morning, quite cool with 30s and 40s expected in most areas. A few upper 20s could evolve in the far northwestern Corn Belt. The lower Midwest not expected to cool to the 30s again, but the forecast will need to be closely monitored for signs of a stronger high-pressure system that could allow temperatures to cool more than what is frequently expected in the area. Across the Delta in the southeast, no rain fell over the weekend from central Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana in through northern Georgia and far southwestern northern Florida and southwestern Georgia. Showers and thunderstorms did bring 75% coverage to the Delta and 80% coverage to the southeastern states. Repetitive showers and strong thunderstorms will bring significant rainfall to the Delta starting tomorrow and running through Thursday. As much of the southeastern states will see the precipitation on Wednesday through Friday. Heavier amounts of rain may occur from southern Arkansas and northern Louisiana to central Alabama and northern Georgia. That could result in some flooding in some areas. A weak follow-up system will bring additional light showers to many areas Friday through Sunday, and that will extend planting delays to the south. Planting may continue to be interrupted next week at times with a few more fast-moving weather disturbances passing through the region, including some rain. However, it looks like the rain will start to taper off as far as the amounts of precipitation, and there will be some improvement in field working conditions across the Southland. Other areas, Argentina, overall, the the first week of a two-week outlook period should see field work advancing favorable, except for some rain in the central west to Sao Paulo, where a little rain may delay things in through early next week. And in Argentina, not much rain will fall this week. Some rain is expected to develop briefly over the weekend and early next week, followed by a return of drier air later next week. The precipitation should be brief and light enough to limit delays to harvest progress. Moisture will be good for future wheat planting there, with some other showers expected to develop after May 24th. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 847.5 up 2, last trade down 1. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at $8 down 4.5, last trade down 0.5. December 840 up 0.5, last trade down 2. May corn opened at 616 down 2.5, last trade up 0.25. July 627.25 unchanged, last trade up 1.75. December 648 down 2, last trade up 2. May beans opened at 13.58 1/4 up 8.75, last trade up 12.25. July 13.61 up 3, last trade up 13.5. November 13.04 up 1/4, last trade up 11. July soybean meal opened at 338.60 up 10, last trade up 7.50. July soybean oil opened at 62.37 up 37, last trade up 24. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
So the question is, will there be enough fundamental news this week to continue to feed the corn bull from NASS weather forecasts or whatnot? What are your impressions?
My impression is we will have a struggle to try and continue to feed it this week. We were up, I think we were up 16.5 cents last week on the front month as this thing continued to look at wet weather. And I think this afternoon we'll come in somewhere around 50%, and you've got a weather forecast that's going to open the window up to allow stuff to pretty well get planted by the time we get out to the end of May. So now then it'll become a battle on what you think can happen yield-wise. Have the new genetics out here improved enough that that's not going to dramatically affect yields? I kind of doubt that. But will we actually see yield drag on the fact that we're getting this crop planted a little bit later than thought? I think you also have to look on the day-to-day with some of our outside markets kind of going against us. You've got crude oil and gold both lower and the dollar a touch higher. I kind of wonder if you haven't had a big run here, and we'll see a little bit of profit taking come back into these markets this week. I also concern myself a little bit with the wheat market because wheat market looks weak to me, was unable to maintain anything on the upside on Friday. I tend to think it's got more downside to go, and it's going to have a tendency to drag the corn market down with us. We've gone from a $5-plus corn wheat spread to inside of $2 again now, and the narrower and narrower that gets, I think it has a tendency to pull the corn market back down with it a little bit.
Well, then let me ask you, given all the fundamentals you talked about, is there enough there for corn bears to take more than a light profit-taking stand here?
No, I think it's all just going to be light profit-taking because you've still got a concern with the fact that they're taking that carryout next year down as narrow as they are, and we know that we've got ample of corn to get through this year. You got to be concerned that all of a sudden you've got world buyers coming back into the U.S. to try and pick up some of our known quantity of old crop corn out here. I personally get a little bit bullish the July-December corn spread at these levels. And then I think as you look at beans, you've still got some follow-through based on the numbers because they certainly caught us off guard with the carryout numbers for next year on the beans on Friday. So we're seeing a little follow-through on that in the overnight session. Probably see a little bit of that early today, but you've got some technical points, Dave, that are right above us that are critical for this market to try and get through. I think our high that we made back in April on the November beans was 13.16 3/4. So we got to try and see if we can bust through that number to actually technically turn this market back into a semi-uptrend along the way.
I want to go back to the corn one more time before we maybe touch on the wheat ever so briefly. We're running out of time, however. On the corn, you mentioned the carryout for 08-09. World coarse grains and such, though, pretty strong, suggests good replacement or no?
Oh, I think that you're going to have a lot more wheat fed out here, but I still think it's going to be an issue, and this battle that we had this year for acres is going to be every bit as strong next year, mm-hmm. Dave. So I think you could see this thing stay fairly firm.
All right, then let's go ahead and get your calls very quickly on both sides and grains.
Piano
and
Jazz is made possible by
Corn. I'm
going
to go 1-2 better. I think we start off
Fox
there. I think we
pianos.
Struggle as we get the started. We'll probably back off after we get going. Beans 10-15 better. I think they struggle to get through that old high, and we'll see them back off as we get going. And the wheat, I think, is best steady better. Quickly on livestock, I'd look for hogs to be firmer again other than the April. I think they're going to be solid. They've turned the corner. I think we're just ready to make a nice run in there. We've got index funds involved now.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, College of Media, Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.